855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about anything you want to talk about here on the live Free Talk Live airwaves. That's right, 855-450-3733. You may notice that our normal first chair host, Ian, is... Well, he's not talking to the microphone like now, like he usually is. So you've got the second chair guy, me, Mark.
And Michelle.
That's right, Michelle. Cruising on into the studio here.
I had to be blowing kisses to Derek J, who's walking down the street and catching up with the story of a demo from Kate. I mean, I was conducting business out there.
You can call in at 855-450-3733. But we do bring things to talk about here on Free Talk Live. And one of those...
I have something to talk about.
Excellent. What's that?
The drug war. The Marines have now gone down as of yesterday and are actually assuming full-on warfare...
Where?
Position. Down near Guatemala. Excuse
in
me.
Mexico?
Yes.
So they're fighting the...
Drug cartels.
Drug cartels?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You know, I don't really like the drug cartels' chances against the Marines, but...
I wouldn't be so sure.
They do have numbers, you know?
Yep, absolutely. But I think... Well, I laughed. I shouldn't have laughed because, you know, there were, you know, 40 people who were tossed out into the streets last week and beheaded.
Dead, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of torture going on down there. I have a friend who's a doctor.
Sure.
And so he's telling me about some of the things that he sees. But, you know, all of this could, not all of it, I suppose, but a lot of it could be resolved by decriminalizing drugs.
I think a great deal of it. I mean, usually criminal gangs work in the area of vice. They sell, you know, they either run numbers. Well, pretty much Lotto is legal at all 50 at this point.
So it's the government, though, that is
yes,
behind that.
One of those criminal gangs. So, you know, there's also prostitution. Certainly, it just doesn't seem like the criminal gangs are as thoroughly into prostitution as they could be, because, you know, the fact is with Craigslist and things like that out there that...
You can be your own pimp.
Yeah, women, and pretty much women are the prostitutes out there. There are very few female customers of prostitutes.
Which, can I just mention something?
Yeah.
You know, I have never said I would never be a prostitute, because, quite frankly, I think it's really honorable... trade doesn't hurt anyone. You provide a service. People walk away satisfied, you know. But I've been a wife, and I wasn't working. I took care of the kids and things like that. But there were times when I wasn't taking care of my children, and I certainly was, you know, doing things that a hooker would do.
And so you felt like there was some quid pro quo going on? Is that what
you're saying? Sure, because, I mean, you know, especially like when I was pregnant or nursing or I had little kids running around, you know, I wasn't always feeling so sexy. But, yeah, I thought that was part of my my duties as a wife, you know, and so yeah, I definitely did some negotiating, you know, so that I would schedule myself and my life and attend to things that were particular to the interests and desires of my husband, and I was rewarded. You know,
that's I you know, it's a different situation, wife and prostitute, no doubt. But
talking about the exchange of services, though, for compensation, and you know, the idea that so many women, you know, get on their high horse and say, "Oh yeah, I won't be caught giving a blowjob for $100."
Because they wouldn't do it for so little? Is that the reason? I don't know. The fact is, you know, I find in my relationship, my wife is worth far more than I could, you know, like she brings value into the relationship.
Yes.
As opposed to removing value from the relationship. But I've been in relationships with women where I felt like they were removing value from the relationship.
Well, okay, so hold on a second. We're talking about something different. Let's just, I don't know how often you have sex,
okay,
Laura, and let's just say that, you know, for the sake of this discussion, that it's
often enough.
Let's say for the sake of the discussion,
okay,
that it's the national average.
All right, and that is?
I believe twice a month.
All right, national average twice a month.
Given how long you've been married and that you have a young child and your age.
All right.
I'm not certain, but that's what I was told recently. In fact, I was told
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, cool.
But let's say two. That's fine by me.
Okay, let's say twice a week. Let's say the average is twice a week. And
right.
So you have sex the average twice a week.
Okay.
If you could, I can't believe we're having this conversation. Oh my gosh. Okay. So if your wife would be willing to have sex with you twice a day,
yeah,
or five times a week, or seven times a week,
more
or whatever.
Often,
yeah,
saying,
yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah. Then, or vice versa, maybe she wants it more than you, you know, what have you. Would you be willing to trade to accommodate that?
I don't know what trade I'd have to make, but I've certainly made the trades in order to look. She's told me in the past that you never look sexier than when you're washing dishes.
And, all right.
You know, I mean, it's pretty obvious what that means, right?
Oh my god. Pull one on over
here's,
you.
Here's something for marriage.
Not like out hauling rocks or anything, you know?
Well, she seems to get a real voyeuristic pleasure out of watching males do pointless yard work, there's no doubt. But this was the specific statement that she made.
Ian is really
here
missing out.
There's a number here that says married couples make love. I'm not sure if that excludes sex or not. 98 times per year is the, so that's, you know, a little less than twice a week.
Slightly less than twice
a week. So, now, by the way, it's impossible to have you on the air and not discuss sex. I mean, it's been you and I on the air for fewer than 10 minutes now. Off you go.
Ian's getting on now. It was such a serious thing we started with the whole military,
yes,
you know, Marines going down and people getting their heads cut off. I needed to warm up a little. I needed some foreplay before we got into 3 hours of heavy hitting, serious, dramatic people dying.
Do you have the story with the Marines going down? Okay, well, pull that baby up. But I've got, until then, I do have a story that I brought for show prep. And I by the way, if you want to call in on the national average of sex 98 times per year.
I think that's a lie.
Consider that. Do you think that it is high or low?
While I was in California, I talked to a bunch of friends from college and family friends who've, you know, been married from like 8 to 30 years.
Okay.
And the ones that have been married for 30 years, they've been going at it like 5 days a week since they were teenagers, and they're still doing it.
Okay.
But the ones who have been married like 20 or and less years,
mm-hmm,
like once a month.
You don't think that's, nope. You think the ones that have,
and they're healthy, and they have, like, they have productive lives, and they don't have, you know, someone's not dying where there's, you know, something so serious going on in your life that you just can't think about it. These are just stiff, you know, whatever, once a month.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is they pick a particular day, or?
I should have asked that, but the funny thing is the women don't want to perform oral sex.
I see. Well, that might be one of the reasons that things aren't going so well. As I understand, sex is the second most numerous reason why marriages break up. Money's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, money is important, you know, and it's certainly...
Right, and so if you were willing to prostitute yourself with your spouse, whether you were the man or the woman, that might take care of the money and the sex.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that there's also, there's all kinds of things that one can do to make one's relationship
so
go better.
Here.
But I think that, you know, if the relationship is going well, the sex should be following, right?
Yeah, unless you don't have a very high sexual appetite and you're happy only doing it once a month.
If you don't have a very high sexual appetite, then that's something that you need to take into consideration, and that your partner unlikely has the same sexual appetite as you. So, you know, if you believe that you're going to have a healthy and productive marriage and have sex once a month, you're probably wrong.
Right.
Like, that's just not going to happen.
Right. And ladies, put out for your man.
Oh, God. Men wash the dishes. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Michelle.
Free
and
Talk
Ian's
Live.
And Ian's going to come, too.
855-450-3733.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, at the same time and also interact. Michelle is waving to the webcam, and you can do that all over at cam.freetalklive.com. When I say interact, I mean that's because the chat room's built into the same page, so you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners while you are enjoying the program. All of it is free, unlike a lot of those other talk show hosts that charge you for accessing their sites. They put things like webcams behind a paywall. You get it for free at freetalklive.com, so do enjoy that. As we continue here, we will take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, and also still to come here tonight, red light cameras. Somebody in government has finally admitted the truth about them. We'll go to Jeremy first, though, in Philly. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hi. The conversation between Mark and the other hosts.
Michelle.
Who was it again? I'm sorry. Michelle, I wanted to make a comment about the story you guys were covering yesterday about the Google contractors who were they were moderating for Google, and I wanted to comment on that. But this conversation about men or women, I just had a point I wanted to make about that. I'm actually reading a very interesting book about this same topic, and the author of the book has put out the book for free. You could download it for free. It's called The Principles That Govern Social Interaction. And as a liberty-minded person, it was a bit hard for me to read the book because it goes deeply into men and women. And the book essentially says that women are attracted to men who exercise just authority and leadership, and basically men who bring order to their personal lives and interactions. And that this
Before you go on, whose order to whose personal life? The men's or the women's?
The men bringing order to the women's personal life, and the author argues that males have a higher mental capacity for logic and greater physical strength, but that women are more emotional and nurturing. But the author says that when the male gender role is undermined by a female who wants to challenge or compete with that male authority, that the attraction lessens, and then eventually you have sex being used as a bartering tool or as a weapon, and then you have the arguments. But the author says that the proper relationship is an authoritative male, or, you know, the protector, the provider, using logic and his moral principle, and the submissive female who in return gives him care, that it's symbiotic, that one is not, you know, one's not better or lesser, that they work together. But it's interesting because the author argues the strict adherence to those gender roles, they call them functional gender roles. And of course, as a free person, You don't have to subscribe to a gender role if you don't want to. You're free.
But no, but you get to if you do want to, though. Right?
I'm sorry?
You get to if you do want to, right?
Sure.
Well, if you find a consenting female who enjoys it or agrees with it, or it works between you two, I guess it's fine.
I'm all for it. Absolutely, 100%.
I love having you in the kitchen, Michelle.
I love to be in the kitchen. Well, I love to be in the kitchen.
Hold on, Michelle. Uh-huh. Just because that works for you, my question would be this. Is that the right way to do things, or is it just
Whoa. Why is it that whenever libertarians start talking about a few different subjects, and sexual roles and relationships is one of them, this denial of liberty is so evident to suggest that if I'm saying it's correct for me, then you make it sound like it has to be correct for everyone.
Just asking whether it's right for you or not, because I can tell you that's it's not really how it goes in my house.
I totally dig it. I just have yet to meet a man that is big enough to handle me.
Let's be honest.
Well, we're talking character. That was what it was about, right? It's like
just
character and hey. Bigger is not always better.
I know.
It can be too big. But anyway, so I definitely agree with what is being posited by the book. And what's the title of the book? Are we allowed to say that?
Sure. It's free.
It is The Principles That Govern Social Interaction, free ebook. It's actually written exactly. It looks exactly like a college textbook, and it has a lot of funny graphs and a lot of funny cultural memes. And I think it's manhood. I think if you Google manhood 101, but the authors of the book, their goal is trying to trying to teach men to be masculine and take charge and become leaders and really do what's right instead of being emasculated, passive, and being stepped over. Like the goal of the authors is to kind of uplift men, which is why I like listening to you, Mark. When you there was a story the other day when you were challenging, I think it was Julia, about and you know you were saying that society would view the lady with the airsoft gun as less harmless. I would agree with you, but real quick, the author also argues that if the man is performing his proper role, that the lady under because authority does not come without responsibility. I mean, basically, the man is giving his life for the woman in exchange for her freedom and that relationship. So the man should be able to expect as much sex as he wants to, and whether or not he wants to do 50-50 for the chores or make her do 100%, it's his decision, and she should respect that. But she also has the right, if she doesn't agree, to really leave at any time. But it's really, really interesting read.
That's pretty detailed, though. I mean, I think that how everyone works out their relationships is, I don't know that it's so stagnant as that. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to do the dishes and you're going to take out the trash. Maybe for some people that does work. Maybe it's a little bit more like, okay, you cooked, so I'll do the dishes, or, you know, whatever. So I don't know that you can take those specific details and then say because one sex has one type of traditionally male dominated chore and the female has this, that is necessarily a traditional male female relationship.
I think that masculine males are generally attractive to women. Authoritarian and overbearing males, which this book isn't, I don't know if this book does a good job of delineating between the two, because I don't hear a distinction between masculine and authoritarian in this book. I don't think authoritarian and overbearing men do particularly well in this world.
I don't like authoritarian people, period, men or women. However, you know, so when you first started out mentioning this, you're talking about undermining and how the men's masculinity and how that then can create conflict in the relationship and that it ends up manifesting itself in the bedroom. Is that right?
Yeah, well, the author makes it clear that authority should not be abused, that it's not an excuse to order women around to get them to do immoral things. You don't, you know...
Sometimes that can be fun.
Michelle can be ordered around in that way.
Jeremy, stand by. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. I know he actually called in for another reason. Also, let him finish his thoughts here. 855-450-3733. You're welcome to comment on relationships or gender roles or whatever it is that's on your mind. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got stuff like our mobile site for those of you with a smartphone who would like to tune into the streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, so three different bit rates for different size internet connections. Go to M, like mobile, m.freetalklive.com to get connected that way. And also you can link into our podcast from there, as well as get the software that you need if you don't already have it to tune into those streams. So go to m.freetalklive.com. And know that Free Talk Live and our toll-free call-in lines here are brought to you by SACL CAI.
That's right, SACL CAI. If you have a company and need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, they can help you. They handle accounts receivable, whether it's collections, early out billing, or purchasing charged off receivables. Their employees are training resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. You can go to freetalklive.com, see their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
Let's continue here back to Jeremy in Philly. Jeremy, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there was a story you guys had covered yesterday about a Google contractor who they had assigned him the responsibility of moderating Google products, where I guess there was user content that was being used on the Google products, and their job was to sit for entire shifts full time. But they weren't employees; they were contractors, but they were to filter out bestiality, child porn, basically be like moderators for Google products. And
right.
Google kind of dangled this carrot and said, hey, we'll hire you on as employees. And basically they would work for a year. I believe the contractor in this case worked for a year and a half or 2 years, was it?
Yeah, it was almost a year, I think it was.
Yeah,
and, I recall it being a year, but I could be wrong.
Because what they said last night was that it was after a year you were supposed to become a full-time employee, so they were basically cutting people after, you know, 9 months or so and not promoting
and
them.
There was sort of this complaint from the contractor that what he had seen, you know, Google had provided him, what he had seen was so shocking to the conscience and so traumatizing that, you know, he didn't feel, you know, you had mentioned, I think, a lawsuit from Microsoft about them abusing temporary work and that, you know, to have these people used such horrible things and then just dump them where they're like, they, you know, experience trauma for the job. But I just would like to comment in a lighthearted way that they should hire their moderators from 4chan's random message board. I bet they'd be able to find some people that could stomach that.
Yeah, because those people are doing it for free, right?
Yeah, I've actually lurked the 4chan random message board, and I just go there for the laughs because people post hilarious things. But I do, you know, I do see images that kind of. Of course, they have. I think they have volunteer moderators. And,
right.
Of course, the owner of 4chan, Christopher Poole, was a big advocate of anonymous internet use and not being tracked. So I really respect the owner of the website. But I've seen a lot of shocking images. And, of course, I don't see them for entire shifts. But, I'll look at 4chan, the random message board daily, and I'll see some images on there where I sure hope the people where the images originated from are in jail because there is, and of course you do see really bizarre pornography. Like I think there was this Japanese porn where, there were ladies that, enjoyed, having insects placed on their body, which is really bizarre. And I actually, I don't really like insects, and just to see the mix of that, it just made me cringe. But
wow!
But they should definitely maybe go to some of those odd corners of the internet.
Yeah, that's new for me. I've never heard of that one.
It doesn't sound as bad as some of the stuff out there.
But yeah, it's a good point, Jeremy. Yeah, Google should hire those 4chan mods. Thank you for sharing that tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. For those that don't know, 4chan is one of the places where a lot of the memes have come from on the internet. A lot of the things that have become popular, like images that you might see here and there.
Pedo bear.
That's one of them, the Raptor Jesus.
Yeah.
There's so many of them, we couldn't possibly cover them all. But a lot of memes come out of the 4chan message boards, basically an open, anonymous message board wherein anyone can post pretty much anything they want, although there are rules, and as he's suggesting, there are moderators who, unlike the Google mods, are not paid at all to moderate the 4chan boards. So it might be a good resource.
Maybe just some of the people that enjoy posting that stuff rather than the moderators.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue here with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Jared in Michigan on the AMP lines. Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys. Hey, I had a point that I wanted to get to last night, but I wasn't able to.
Okay.
Dave Ridley brought up a great point. I mean, he mentioned something about Ron Paul possibly moving and, you know, either getting involved in some way. But
moving to New Hampshire.
Question. Yes. A bigger point that I was thinking about is there's been a lot of people who are of a libertarian leaning, and they've been disenfranchised. You got Judge Napolitano and other people, and now that they pretty much have been pushed out by the establishment, I guess you could say, it would be great if, you know, some of them could move to the state. I mean, could you imagine from the inside the system perspective, Judge Napolitano as the Attorney General for the state.
Huge.
I mean, just imagine how many.
I mean, these are really liberty fantasies,
yeah,
right?
This is if you bring your libertarian fantasy league to New Hampshire, you could certainly have a very interesting place.
If everybody who calls themselves a libertarian or a liberty minded person, you know, if 5% of them would up and move within the next year, it would be over for the state.
Wait until you hear me tell you tonight that I'm all for doing work within the system.
Oh, okay. Well, we can get to that here. But I think that, you know, it's all about numbers. And if you can get some luminaries and you can get some big names, then that's even better because it inspires people to move. But it's hard to get those big names. You know, usually you can get an endorsement from them.
About, Right, but think about all the big bills that Governor Lynch vetoed. I mean, I believe one of them was the wiretapping bill last session or something or other. I mean, even just those bills alone, if you had a pro-liberty governor, those battles would already have been fought.
Ron Paul moving to New Hampshire and running for governor on the Republican ticket, he'd be a shoo-in.
He probably would. His run as president, so he's got the big name. Of course, he's somewhat older, but, I mean, he won the entire
county. He is still riding his bike like 30 miles a day.
Yeah, he challenged those other guys to a bicycle race, and none of them took him up on it.
I bet you Gary Johnson would challenge him, but he's quite the
I don't know if Johnson was at that debate.
But he took the county of Coos.
Right. That's the northernmost county, I believe. The other second point I had is just pretty much me venting, but, I mean, you get a lot of articulate callers to the show, and one of them, he hasn't called in a while, but Frank is very articulate, and just one of the things that sometimes aggravates me is the show, and it's not any of your fault, but you get these people like, Frank was great, but then the red flag was he's an Illuminati member, and whatever happened to Jeb Bush winning the nomination at the GOP?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that back up. I'm glad you brought that back around, because Frank from New York, who you're talking about, made that prediction that there was going to be this dark horse candidate all of a sudden come up during the convention, and that he knew that because his Illuminati buddies told him.
Well, it's fun to have people make predictions, because the smartest people in the world aren't going to be right most of the time. Predictions.
Yeah, but don't claim that you're part of some super secret cult. It just gets so old. It's so 1990s or 1980s. I mean, Alex Jones is a great show for that stuff. I'm sure there's some reason for it. They had a bloodletting ceremony and it didn't fall in Jeb Bush's place.
I remember to ask him that the next time that he calls in. I hope I remember that, because that's a great point.
All right, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. As far as getting those libertarian luminaries up here to New Hampshire, it's interesting to talk and ask them. Go ahead, invite them. If you see Judge Napolitano somewhere, ask him, if he's going to move to New Hampshire.
He's probably going to ask you, when are you going to open a major TV network?
I asked him at Liberty Forum a couple years ago.
What did he say?
He just smiled and he said, yeah, like that.
He said,
good idea, but just kind of shrugged it off.
Yeah. I'd be interested in knowing the reasons why. I think they're just so established. They're older. They're established in other places. And, like you said, he's got to be in New York City or wherever it is the TV studios are. More coming up here. 855-450-3733.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, and the toll-free number is 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. And they are completely free, unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you for their websites. Head over to freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy various different things. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and then it's your regular Amazon shopping experience. Great prices, huge selection, free Super Saver shipping, all the stuff you're used to. It's just you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Once again, head over to shop.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. As we continue here, we will, of course, take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. And then, Michelle, you wanted to tell us about the Marines, I guess, fighting it out with drug dealers. So that's on the way. But first, Mayor Mark Skolich has admitted that those red light cameras, it's all about the cash. According to NJ.com, it's in New Jersey. Every so often, a kernel of truth manages to squeak past the spin. That's the case in Fort Lee, where Mayor Mark Skolich told his constituents that, yes, he wants to install red light cameras in town, and yes, it's about the money. Skolich has gone somewhat off the reservation in this case. The official talking points from the State Department of Transportation, the vendors providing the camera systems to dozens of New Jersey towns, and the mayors and police chiefs in those municipalities are that the red light camera program is there to make the roads safer. So he's the only guy who's telling it like it is. Most recently, a top vendor.
I would actually question this because I don't feel like there's too much. So there certainly are accidents from people running red lights, but oftentimes,
I've never had an accident any time that I've ever run a red light, and I do it daily.
Well, but we're not talking about people who, you know, sitting at the red arrow and say, okay, it's clear, I'm just going to go. You're talking about people who just fly
at
right
the
through.
Last second.
No, just fly right through. Not even sliding past on the pink light.
Oh, have you ever seen that happen?
Just miss it. Just miss the light, don't see it, drive right in, and then kabam.
But have you ever seen that happen?
What's that?
That occurrence where someone goes screaming through...
Nope.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, you mean screaming through a red light? Or
you mean a solid red, one that's been red
yes,
for a while?
Yes, I've seen people do that. I have not seen people...
Without stopping, without looking both ways,
actually,
just
I've
go.
Done it myself. I just didn't even know the light was there.
Hmm.
But
pay better attention.
Well, sorry. You know, some that just didn't pay good attention. But... It's the...
I just cut the wrong leg off. I'm sorry, patient.
Oh, I'm not a doctor either.
But what I haven't seen is somebody get into a terrible accident because of that. But those are the reasons for most of them. Usually, it's just annoying when somebody goes through the pink light. You know, there's two... You know, I should be able to turn left here and somebody's coming the other direction. They should have stopped by then, that kind of thing. And I think that it's really just about sort of justifications, not about safety when it comes to red lights. What happens with red light cameras is that the governments get greedy with them and they start shortening the duration of the yellow light so mm-hmm. that they can get the cash coming back in like it was when they first installed it. And, you know, so they actually make things more dangerous. They've been able to show that red light cameras
right.
make things more dangerous.
Well, we know this, and it's always important to bring that up. I mean, that's a fact. That that's the reason why in some municipalities where some of the politicians are, I guess, a little bit more easily swayed or honest or somewhat honest, that if they're presented with those details, that eventually if there's enough public pressure, they'll pull the red light cameras. That's happened in the past. But in this case, it's not being presented about safety, although that's, as the article points out, that's how everyone else in New Jersey that is installing these red light cameras is claiming. And obviously, up front, they're going to claim it's about safety. They've been told it's about safety by the red light camera manufacturers, the people that are going to run the system, the private companies that administer the programs. They're pitching it as though it's about safety. And they probably pitch it...
Prohibition is about our safety, too.
They probably pitch it as... We could talk about prohibition in the next hour, but they probably pitch it to them secretly as though you're going to make more money as well. And that's essentially what this mayor is doing. He's just coming right out with the truth. He's telling people this is about money. So according to...
But my point that whether it's prohibition or something else, I can't think of anything that the government does to fine a person that isn't about generating revenue. So the only thing you're saying about this mayor is that he's just admitting it.
He's telling the truth, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if a person runs a red light and somehow aggresses upon another person, say they get in your way because it was your turn to go, mm-hmm. or they cause an accident or something like that, what does the fine have to do with making the people that were harmed whole?
Nothing. It won't go to them. It'll go to the
right.
traffic
department.
It has
nothing to do with it. It's just a tax. It's a new tax. I'm bad driving.
I got picked up again for with another driving without a license and well a plate this time on my motorcycle. So now we've gone through the truck, now the motorcycle, and the boat, now the motorcycle. And it was there in Dublin, and it took an hour and a half. And there were two Dublin cops and a statey. And Leon's came out. It's a local towing truck company from Keene. And they gave me 30% off the price of the tow and towed it to my house instead of into Keene first, which they don't normally do that. And I got to have an hour and a half conversation with the one cop who I had not yet met, who came into town to work to replace the one cop who, after three conversations, I'd like to think that it had something to do with me. He quit being a police officer. And very nice guy. I couldn't stomach it. But in any case... He acknowledged to me that it was his job and that, yes, in fact, that it does generate revenue, but it is also supposed to be act as a deterrent that other people drive by and see this and what have you. And interestingly enough, someone who didn't claim to be a free stater, he didn't have, like, you know, don't tread on me or anything on his vehicle. He looked like a professor, actually, or a businessman even, pulled over and asked if I was being taken to jail and what I'd done. The police said, well, we can't tell you what she did, but no, she's not going to jail. And he came up to me and asked, and I said, well, as you can see, I don't have a plate on my bike. And he said, good for you. I like what you're doing. He gave me two thumbs up, blew me a kiss from the car. He was probably like 50. And he's like, I'm really proud of you. I really like what you're doing. Live free or die. And I'm like, I just want to live free or tell him to lie. I swore. And he goes, that's my girl. That's what I want to see. We need more of that. So it actually ended up not
awesome.
Acting as a deterrent, but as an encouragement that having that whole interaction.
Did the cop hear him say those things?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And by the end, the cop was a little bit embarrassed. And he kept saying, you know, I'm just doing my job. And I said, you realize that this $103 ticket, if I were to pay it, it would go to the state. But it says here that my crime is against the city of Dublin. So I'm going to actually write a letter to the city of Dublin and say this is the crime that I've been accused of. perpetrated against you, the townspeople of Dublin, and, you know, would you be interested in me doing something that, being fined at all? And if so, how about something like I'll pick up trash along the way because I, you know, walk my dog up 101 and, or volunteer at the library or do something else, you know, that actually benefits the town since supposedly I committed the crime against them.
Right. That's when I get convicted of things and there's a fine involved. I always motion the court to, receive an alternative payment by form of me going to a charity and cutting them a check as an alternative to me spending the time to do community service because I'm pretty busy with, you know, my business. So it's easier for me to cut a check. And they've accepted that. So that may end up working out for you.
For my speeding ticket, I emceed at Pork Fest last year, not this most recent one.
Oh, cool. As your community service?
Yeah. Somebody had a not-for-profit that was involved with the Porcupine Freedom Festival,
nice.
And they signed my little sheet, and I send that off to the whatever county it was that gave me the ticket.
As long as they don't know that it's being run by a Free State Project participant, then you're probably in the clear.
Probably.
American Traffic Solutions, the top vendor, or one of the top vendors of these red light cameras, has coordinated a PR campaign with local officials who use their red light cameras meant to remind New Jersey that the cameras are about preventing accidents, they say, not writing tickets. Then Mayor Soklich goes and tells people the truth, at least the truth in Fort Lee. Quote, he says, yeah, for money reasons, there, I said it. These things generate income, unquote. What that grain of honesty earned Fort Lee's mayor a rebuke from State Senator Michael Dougherty, Republican from Warren, an outspoken critic of the red light cameras who wants New Jersey's program to end. Dougherty correctly called Soklich on the carpet for buying into the blatant money grab of the red light cameras. Despite claims that the cameras increase red light obedience and prevent dangerous, potentially fatal collisions caused by red light runners,
wait a second.
Statistics in other states where cameras are used show that the programs generate millions of dollars in traffic tickets from people who most often commit the offense of rolling through a right turn on red,
yes,
rather than driving straight through the red signal. Studies also show the cameras can lead to an increase in rear-end collisions caused by drivers who slam on their brakes when a light turns yellow to avoid the fine.
That's the red light adherence thing that they were just talking about earlier in the sentence. This is they do absolutely what they say. If you get yourself a ticket or two for going through a red light when it's, you know, you've got the people behind you going through, you're gonna slam your brakes on, and the person behind you is going to ram right up your tailpipe.
Wait till you hear what Daryl Perry, who's sometimes a co-host on here, just texted me about the $10,000 ticket camera challenge.
The $10,000 ticket camera challenge.
Yeah.
We'll find out what that is here in a moment. Also, we'll get to your story, Michelle, about the Marines versus the drug dealers down in Mexico. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 1-855-450-FREE.
Folks, you remember why it's so crucial to have access to travel assistance on every trip, right? Well, if you're like me, you have OnCall International. On the line is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, why is membership with OnCall International so important?
Rudy, OnCall International is a trusted leader in emergency evacuations. We offer medical evacuation to the hospital of your choice. We cover any trip beyond 50 miles from home, and we offer plans to fit every budget or need.
Save 30% off your membership today with the code MAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.